This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. A lot of our region remains in drought. Western Nebraska, Southwest Kansas, the state of New Mexico, and most of Texas and Colorado were in drought at late May. The Oklahoma Panhandle, Southeast New Mexico, and Far West Texas were under extreme to exceptional drought. It's important to consider grassland management during drought. Conservationists and progressive ranch managers talk a lot about writing and implementing a strategic ranch management plan. It takes the emotion out of decision-making, they say. Think about the rancher who spent years or decades improving the genetics of his cow herd. Along comes drought, forage dries up, and a rancher finds himself faced with the heart-wrenching chore of dispersing that herd.
Which part of the herd are you going to destock? How much do you destock?
Pay attention to Southwest Kansas rancher Ted Alexander. His 7,000-acre ranch has been recognized by agencies and organizations as the epitome of a working ranch in harmony with environmental conservation.
Whether you're in South Texas or North Dakota, there's all critical dates of when it rains, when you have forage, and if those critical dates aren't met, then you should have actions for destocking. I have several neighbors that followed my plan. They've adapted parts of it. You can drive down the road and you can see those ranches now. They look a lot better than the neighbor that waited and waited and kept saying, oh, it's going to rain. Well, guess what? It never did until November or October. Grass doesn't grow in October.
Tim Christian coordinates the Kansas Grazing Lands Coalition. He says the management plan is a year-round thing, and the cycle resets at the end of the growing season.
In theory, you should be looking at what your moisture pattern has been, what you've received up through late fall or early winter.
That will inform decisions on stocking rates come the following spring.
It's real important to know what you've gotten up into the start of that dormant season. That's moisture that more than likely will be there when you start your grazing in the spring.
And what about significant dates during the grazing season?
The part of the world that we're from here in Kansas, about 70% of the moisture that you're going to get during the grazing season comes before the middle of May.
That means doing a moisture reality check the 1st of April and the 1st of May.
If you're dry going into that period of time, then you may want to be looking at initiating that written contingency plan that we're talking about. Because if you don't have it by the middle of May, you're probably not going to catch up, and the plant certainly won't catch up at that point in time.
The Kansas Grazing Lands Coalition conducts annual classes this year in late July, and participants can expect to learn how to measure what you've got to know where you're at any point in time.
So we spend quite a little bit of time providing information on different techniques of how to measure and monitor grass growth so that you can determine what you've grazed already, what you currently have, and then what you may expect to go into the remainder of the grazing season.
Keith and Eva Yearout operate the Z-Bar Ranch near Medicine Lodge, Kansas. The Z-Bar runs bison, and drought caused them to destock half the herd in 2011. Eva says the Z-Bar's management plan includes rotational grazing to let the grass rest.
The ranch has about 15 different pastures, and they range in size from 5,000 acres down to the area that's fenced off along the rivers. That's the plan for the ranch, and that's what we're working toward.
You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.